If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I'm sure you've thought of making money off of it, right? If you want to start monetizing your podcast, sign up for Podmetrics. Head over to podmetrics.co and use the code THECREATORLIFE when you sign up. Again, that's podmetrics.co and use the code THECREATORLIFE when you sign up. On with the show! Hey guys, Julian here. This episode is part of a 4-episode series called Countdown to the End, the last of which will be the final episode of The Creator Life. In that final episode, I will tell you why I'm ending the podcast. Until then, enjoy the episode. Oh, I hope this internet's stable because yun lang yung scary part.
Yes.
That's been a common theme with the first few episodes. The internet going away. Thanks, typhoon.
But, yeah. Maulan ba dyan?
Not now. But nung Odette, after Odette, everything was broken. So, the internet was broken. And all,
So. Okay.
Couldn't do any online podcasts whatsoever during that time.
Tama.
Yeah. Anyway, so yun, April na, so do you have any other plans for summer? Kasi parang di ko na feel yung summer nung nag-start yung April kasi maulan.
True. But dito kasi sobrang maaraw, like parang last week lang ata umulan. So aside from family outing, I guess for the rest of the summer, I'm planning to travel alone, like visit places I've never been to. Actually, plano kong mag-museum hopping alone. So, something na hindi ko nagawa over the past few years since pandemic na. So, since I love visual arts, mahilig akong mag-museums before. So, plano ko yun this coming May. Hopefully, hindi maulan. So, yun. Ikaw ba?
Actually, this wasn't really planned, pero since my oath-taking yung sister ko, heading to Manila again, sooner than you think. Yeah. Hindi ko na lang sasabihin kasi I don't wanna say it because, it's a surprise.
Because
I don't want to put any more context.
True.
Yeah. So yeah.
Or my element of surprise.
Yeah. But you know when I'm in Manila. Although, like the last time I went to Manila, which is like end of February, I didn't meet too many people kasi not my own time, all the time, kasama yung family. So, pick and choose battles again. Mga ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, ganun. Ganun yung nangyari. So, it'll be the same for this coming trip. Yun.
Mm-hmm. Gets.
Yeah. So, ano ba? How often ka ba nagsasunblock?
How often ako nagsasunblock?
Yeah. Actually, do you just sunblock lang like going to the beach or is it or everyday thing siya? Kasi, like other people, just go do it everyday na lang as a habit. Especially when they go out.
Yeah, since nag-pandemic, hindi ko siya masyadong ginagawa since at home lang naman ako most of the time. So, recently kasi madalas akong lumabas, so I'm planning to do it again. Actually, laki ng dinry ng skin ko, to be honest. Sobrang laki ng difference. So, it's very important to all of us to apply sunblock.
Yeah, very underrated. Kahit nga hindi umuulan, because actually we're not blocking. It's weird why it's called sunblock, even though we're just blocking supposedly UV from entering our skin.
Yes.
So it's not really sunblock.
True.
Kasi kahit umuulan, may UV pa rin yun, pero it's not as much.
Mm-mm. Yun. Swerte ko na lang talaga siguro na almost all of my tasks can be done from home. So, bonus na lang talaga yun.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just had to talk about sunblock because it's lifestyle random content. Yeah.
Yay!
Kasi parang ganun yung lifestyle for me. It's, you can basically capture everything. Entertainment is still a part of your lifestyle. Ano pa? Fashion, food, it's all in there.
Yes.
Kaya nga, everything lifestyle about me is just on my personal Instagram account. Nothing more, nothing less.
Minsan mahirap lang ang i-differentiate kung ano ba yung mga niche sa Instagram. Because parang almost everything, every content related with each other. So, pag tinatanong ako,
what's your niche?
What's it like to be a content creator? Ano bang niche mo? Lagi ko na lang sinasabi, lifestyle. Para, kasi most of my content are actually related to fashion, beauty, travel. Which lifestyle. Means lifestyle in general. So, para mas madali, parang sinasabi ko na lang, okay, lifestyle.
Yeah, that's true. Like, even for me, kahit ako, just me just by saying tech is not, you know, doesn't really mean much.
I had to turn it off.
Okay lang, baka internet issues or something.
Ayan, okay na.
Okay na.
Yan, okay. Sorry.
Sige, go. So, okay, back to the topic. So, like, for me, especially if tech, for me, tech is already broad na eh. Kasi may tech na gadgets lang, may tech na basically very technical to the point na it's really a niche thing talaga.
Mm-mm.
So, if it's broad, then it's usually gadgets, laptops, pero if it's super niche yung mga para software in software developer, programmer, mga ganun na. Things that very technical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, kasama ba dun ng ano, parang web development?
Yep.
Mobile development?
Yep.
May ganun bang term? I think meron, di ba?
Yeah. Correct. Ayun. Yay!
Ano yung difference though? Like, mobile developer? Parang developer ng apps?
Yeah.
Is it like that?
But there's like mobile web developer, so I don't, like, it's marami na siyang, ano, complications. It depends on what ano talaga yung specialty even within that field. So, yun.
Gets.
Okay, true since we're at the topic now, let's start the episode.
Yay!
Let's start the episode in 3, 2, 1, go. Welcome to The Creator Life, a podcast that tackles anything and everything when it comes to content creators and influencers. I'm your host, Julian CB. New episodes come out every Monday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Here's the episode. Hey guys, so here with another episode, and for this week, I have another podcaster, which is very exciting. Because I always love to have podcasters on the podcast. Well, that's probably the whole point. It's like collabs and stuff. Yeah, that's probably one of the things that really excites me with podcasting. So my guest for this episode, she's a lifestyle content creator, as she said during the intro. And the podcaster behind Asking for a Friend podcast, I have Hannah. Hello.
Welcome to the show. Hi Julian, and hi to the audience. I hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, like may nagsabi, like someone told me from previous episode that I should call my audience the lifers, though it still lifers. sounds weird still, but I'll just go with it kasi like,
yes,
it's catchy ish. Yeah, so there.
Glad to have you on, Hannah. Sorry.
Glad to have you on.
Yay!
Yeah. So, for context, we're recording this episode after we recorded the episode on her podcast. So, if you haven't listened to it already, go listen to that one. I'll just link it in the show notes. Baka mauna pa yun. Most probably.
True.
Yeah. So, first up, how did you start asking for a friend podcast? Like, I could imagine how it would start because the title itself has this built-in origin kind of thing. But how did you come up with it?
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's a solo podcast that I launched last year lang. And the main reason behind it is, una, it felt like sayang yung podcast experience ko before that. And then, luckily, I met a great, great, great circle of people who actually taught me how to create content. So, parang nagliniyang mga tala, ganon. So, parang sabi ng universe, okay, Hannah, this is a sign that you have to launch your solo podcast. Pero the challenging part was creating the title. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us can relate to this because for audience to actually listen to you, ang isa sa mga deciding factor ay yung title. So, for me, it was very challenging kasi at that time, I wasn't that creative. So, sabi ko, okay, it has to be something na pwedeng ma-relate sa personality ko. And at that time, tinanong ko yung sarili ko, sino ba ako as a person? So, sabi ko, okay, madaldal ako, matanong ako, ganyan. And I like to listen to other people's stories. So, I came up with the term asking for a friend because it's usually, sa amin kasi, ewan ko, sa ating mga Gen Z at millennial, common phrase siya that we use when we're hesitant to ask someone or we're shy to ask something. So, we ask that question on another person's behalf. So, parang, so, anong favorite mong food? Asking for a friend, ganun. So, the goal of the podcast is to answer a bunch of questions my friends and my audience are usually afraid to ask. So, if you notice, there are a lot of my episodes na meron akong kasama, like may guests ako most of the time. Bihira yung ako lang kasi the goal talaga is to interview a bunch of people from different fields and then let them answer some questions that are not usually being asked by my audience specifically. So up until now, it's kind of difficult to actually invite guests kasi syempre mahirap kumuha ng iba't ibang tao from other fields. So hopefully, makuha rin ng audience yung ganong purpose ng podcast. So, yeah. That's how I came up with it.
Yeah. Like for me, that phrase, when I hear asking for a friend, it's either you are legitimately asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Or you're giving yourself a shield by saying asking for a friend, then but actually, the friend is me or something like that.
True.
Because you have to admit, sometimes ginagawa lang natin ng asking for a friend. Ask for a friend kahit
it's just payo us. Talaga yun. Yeah.
Parang, so yun. Parang yan na yun. Yung shy, yung mga shy type version ng ano, how to ask.
So that's how I came up with it.
Yeah. That sounds cool, but in a way it's like, okay, I'm getting the vibes of like, why is it that way? Yeah. Admittedly, we all have questions in our head, but one, we're probably too afraid to ask in the first place. Or maybe it would be weird if I, like, let's say if it's something about a topic that leans towards females or something like that, but it would be kind of weird or it's the shy for a guy to be asking those kinds of questions.
Yes. So,
things like that. So it's a nice... it's a nice concept, and yeah, maybe it's nice to explore things from like different kinds of perspectives. Like, mm-mm. what if a guy wants to ask a girl ask questions that, you know, they're too afraid to ask a girl, so things like that.
Yes, that's a good insight.
Yeah, so related to your podcast name, I'm just wondering, whenever you bring up your podcast or your content creation, what are the common questions that you get from friends? Like, what are they asking for a friend, which is probably them still? So, what do they usually
common
ask?
Common questions. Common questions I get from my friends. Unang-una talaga to eh. Namo-monetize ko ba yung content ko? Laging ganun, most of the time, ganun yung question. The second is, ewan ko kung bakit ganun yung friends ko. Maybe I should find another circle of friends. Charot. Tinatanong nila, sa kung nakikilala yung mga taong na napopost ko online, like, sugar daddy ko ba yun? Mga ganong crazy questions. But at the same time, you know that they're your friends and they just want to make fun of your job. So, pero I guess on a serious note, una talaga yung how do I monetize my content in the first place? And second is, how did it start? Where am I right now? Like, paano ako nagkaroon ng ganun karaming followers in a short period of time? Mga ganung tanong na parang feeling ko, okay, this is new sa circle namin kasi sa amin mostly they're into politics, they're into anything related to the environment kasi I took BS Forestry and most of my friends are working in the government already. So, it's new to us sa circle namin. So, ganun usually yung tanong nila eh. Kasi I think a lot of us don't know that we can actually monetize digital content. So I think that is what hooks people the most. So, yun.
Yeah. I also get that a lot. Like, how do you monetize it? Like, how long have you been starting this? Like, yeah. Do you get free stuff?
Yes, actually. Yeah.
Yung do you get free stuff? And I always try to answer those in a way na yes, but it's not like I don't do anything for that free stuff. Like, admittedly, sometimes if the brand feels appreciative / generous, then yes, they will just give stuff for free. But it's not like you get it just because. Yes. I think it's called something like trust, the trust that you build with the brands or the PR agency, if that's just the level that you're at. So usually it's their way of saying thank you or ganun. If it's really free without any hooks or caveats or what. But generally, when you get free stuff, that's like, okay, you do this. We give you this, but you have to do this for us in return.
Yes, and I always say this to my friends, na content creation is just like any other job that you encounter every day. And ang difference lang is when you collaborate with a brand, you treat that brand or that person as your business partner. Like, for every single time na meron silang isa-suggest sa'yo na content or campaign na ipopost, you have to understand na kumaga parang ikaw yung marketing person nila. So how would you present your content to other people in a way na hindi maapektuhan yung brand? So that's a very important thing that you have to consider as a content creator. You're a business partner. So yun.
Yeah. But at the same time, you don't just want to sound like you're actually just the marketing person of this brand. Because at the end of the day, even though you're business partners and you're marketing for them, you're your own thing. So you have to do it in a way na it's authentic, balanced. But at the same time, you're helping them out Ganun.
Yes.
So you can't just do like, oh, this is full like ad.
Mm-mm.
Like I find it so fake in a way, like if you're just gonna post like generic phrase here and then buy blah blah blah, and you know.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, can I just share something?
Go.
May naalala kasi ako dun sa sinabi mo. There was a time na there was a shampoo brand who emailed me and asked to promote their items. Tapos, at the time, I was still exploring content creation. I was like, okay, let's experiment this. Even though, hindi ko kilala yung brand. So, parang, first time ko yun na I promoted a brand na hindi ko naman ginagamit yung items nila. I was like, okay, sige, try lang natin. This is the biggest mistake I made so far in my content creation journey. And then, dumating na si product, yan yan. Tapos, I tried the shampoo. And then, after a while, nag-dry yung hair ko. Tapos, nagka-dandruff pa ako. Kumbaga, it had a really bad effect on my hair. Tapos, I was like, okay. Baka lesson learned to na you shouldn't take every brand na kumukontak sa'yo. I think a lot of aspiring content creators must know this. Na hindi porket may lalapit sa'yo, you should say yes. And just because you can doesn't mean you should. Kasi nawawala yung authenticity mo as a digital content creator. At the same time, it has a bad effect on you. So, I politely told them na sorry, I can't promote the brand in this way. Kasi they want me to like post stuff, post a good review about their brand. So I told them na sorry, I can't really do it kasi masamha yung naging effect niya sa hair ko. So sabi ko, okay, if you want, I can pay for the item, etc. So that's how it ended. And simula noon, hindi na ako kumukuha ng brand na hindi ko naman ginagamit or hindi ko kilala in the first place. So I think that's a tip for the listeners out there, if you're into content creation, sana maging lesson yung nangyari sa akin. Yun.
Yeah, I have to agree. Like, you can't just say yes to everything. One, it's not just for authenticity's sake, but also yung capability mo, kung kaya mo talagang i-juggle lahat. Because for me, it's different with tech. Kasi we have to review stuff. Gadgets especially, then you really have to balance out, you know, your schedule. Kasi, for example, a brand would ask you to post certain content on a certain date. So you can't just, ano, you can't just accept a lot of them. Otherwise, ano, matatabakan yung ano, work mo as a content creator. So yun, it also helps that you know how, you know your limits.
Yes.
Not just in what you don't like and what you like, but also your capability. Because, like, for example, ako, I have a day job. I can't spend the whole day reviewing stuff. So, I have to do it while, in the side. So, hindi siya madali for me. So, it's not, ano, It's not an excuse thing. It's just time. We only have 24 hours in a day, and I need to sleep because I'm getting older, and we need our sleep. So, yun.
I remember during the first few months of my content creation journey, I was so overwhelmed kasi parang, it looks fun. So, tanggap lang ako ng tanggap at that time. Yeah. So, okay, sige, go lang, collab lang, ganyan, ganyan. Up until, nagkasakit ako. So, sabi ko, oh, shucks. Hindi pala pwedeng tanggap ka lang ng tanggap. Hindi pa pala pwedeng you work more than 18 hours a day. Ganyan. So, sabi ko, okay, I need to rest. I need to limit everything. Kasi, even yung physical health ko, naapektuhan. So, yun.
Yeah. It happened to me multiple times now. It's not, it's not surprise that happens. Like, it happens. You just get tired or you get sick, which is the worst part. Like, especially during the pandemic, I got sick twice. Buti na lang hindi COVID. But yeah, it still sucks. Like I think I was sick, I think 2020 around a week or two. Ugh. Scary.
Yeah.
It's scary. Like, cause like any sickness you have during that time, it's like, okay, you have to treat it as if you have it, even though hindi. So yun, you have to make sure na you have to look out for yourself for once.
True.
Yeah. Kasi, you know, you only have one body. You only have one mind. You only have one life. Can't just YOLO all the time. As much as you want to YOLO all the time, we can't.
True.
Yeah. You know, when I saw your IG stories kanina, I think it was today, the unintended things that we have to do, the unintended adulting things that we have to do. I mean, I already expected paying bills because I was already, like, ever since. Like, nasanay na ako pay bills. But, yun, unexpected adulting things. Like, looking out for your health, even if you're, more than ever.
Actually, I think, isa yun sa mga underestimated na bagay na kailangan maintindihan ng mga tao. Sobrang, you should be grateful if you're physically healthy. Kasi kung teenager ka, or if nakikinig ka and you're a teenager or a young adult, you should be grateful you're physically healthy, you're physically fine. Mm. Kasi once you enter the adulting stage, parang mahirap na isasama mo pa sa list mo yung physical needs mo, like meds, etc. So I think mahalaga rin na you need to take care of yourself. So, yun.
Yeah. I mean, you still have to do it. It's not like it's gonna go away. You still need to...
True.
take care of your health regardless of age. So, yun. Lalang. Cause like, when you're young, it's like, oh, we can sleep late or we don't sleep. Like, whatever. It's all gonna bite. It's all gonna bite you in the butt later, so prepare.
True.
Yun. So, now that we're out of that, we got into a very existential mood with all the content creation and how it impacts our health, basically. So, yeah, I wanted to ask this to you because like, I find lifestyle to be one of the most intimidating niches ever because it's not a niche in a way. Kasi you're encompassing everything. Travel, food, fashion, beauty, like anything. Even tech. Kaya nga may nagka-cover ng tech even though it's like a lifestyle website. Mm-hmm. It's part of our lifestyle now. It's not like it's for a certain few. It's for everyone now. So, yun. Is it hard to do lifestyle content or do you try to just limit it kahit lifestyle pa siya? Or like, if nagkataon lang na, oh, I'm doing this, so I'm just gonna include it because it's lifestyle.
That's a good question, actually. Over the past few months, I decided to let go of certain campaigns na I feel like my personality would fit in. Pero, ayun, sa first few months, mahirap siya. Especially if, actually, the initial plan was for me to create travel content. Kasi I like to travel. So, hindi ko in-expect that there were a bunch of people interested in me creating beauty, sports-related content, etc. So, I tried them mainly because ginagawa ko kasi talaga yon. I use their items, and especially for the sports part, I mean, I'm active. So, hanggang sa naghalo-halo na siya, and it's true actually, lifestyle niche is very complicated to talk about, to the point na parang pakiramdam mo, okay, ano ba talagang niche mo? Because I sometimes see beauty products on your feed. I sometimes see travel content. So, nitong mga nakaraang buwan, I decided to let go of brands na tingin ko makakonfuse yung mga tao sa akin once na they get to know me deeper. And those brands related siya sa sports and sa food content. So parang sabi ko, okay, last na tong food brand na to or restaurant. After that, tigil muna. So ngayon, I'm focusing on the travel part and the beauty part. So sabi ko, okay, sige, mag-focus tayo sa isa kasi mahirap na maski ako nihirap i-define kung ano ba yung content ko as an Instagram content creator. So sabi ko, okay, to answer the question, it's difficult, honestly, especially during the time na I was focusing on travel content. Sobrang hirap kasi, sorry, the dogs are barking. You can cut this, by the way.
It's fine. Let the dogs bark.
Ayun. Yung pinaka-challenging part ay travel for me, to be honest. Because some days, you just want to enjoy the place. You just want to seize every opportunity na you're close to nature. Ganyan. But you're required to take photos, take videos, remember the good stuff about the place. Not because you're required to, but because yun yung nakikita mo at the moment. So it was very difficult for me. Tas at that same setting, you also have to shoot beauty products kasi it fits the place, it fits the background, etc. Kumaga may aesthetic part kasi na involved doon. So it was challenging for me to the point na hindi ko na namamalayan, lumipas na pala yung 24 hours ko sa place na yun. Ganon. Parang mostly work-related na lang siya. Na parang, okay, hindi ko na nasisize yung moment. Ganyan. So, over the past few months naman, na-workout naman siya. Kumbaga, nag-set ako ng routine every time I'm traveling or meron akong certain limits sa picture taking, sa video taking, kung paano ako magsusulat ng caption, etc. Kasi tama yung sinabi mo kanina, you have to set some limits talaga. Kasi it's the challenging part eh. Yung prioritize mo, yung pag-prioritize mo ng mga bagay-bagay when you're doing lifestyle content. So, yun. It's honestly difficult, but napapractice naman siya in over a certain period of time. So, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't just apply sa lifestyle. It applies to everything. Like,
yes.
Like, for example, for me, tech. So, I have phones with me. So, even though I travel, I have to take photos to test the cameras of the phone. So, may mga ganun. So, it really helps to set your limits. Like, ano lang gusto mo i-include sa review? Like, what kinds of photos are you going to take? What yes. kind of videos are you going to take that would be enough for a review? Yung mga ganun. So, things to consider every time you do content. Like,
no.
Kaya nga when I travel, I usually just set, let's say, a day dun lang ako mag-review. Then the rest of the time, it's like, okay, I'll enjoy the place. So, ganun.
Yeah. Also, can I just say, it's very helpful to plan the travel ahead of time. Kumbaga, you set a schedule na, okay, pagdating ko doon, sa morning, I'll do this. Afternoon, I'll do that. So, it's very important. It's very helpful for me, actually. So, doon ko natutunan na mag-set ng goals. Ganyan. So, yun.
Yeah. Ganun. So, yeah. Speaking, we've been talking about, you know, how we do our content. So, now I'm gonna talk about how we share our content. So, yun. What's been the most difficult part of sharing the podcast? Is it difficult to share a podcast compared to, let's say, just a photos of brands or something like that? Or was it helpful na separate yung social media accounts ng podcast mo? Ganun.
That's a good question. Actually, my podcast has another Instagram and Facebook account para lang maiwasan yung confusion ng mga tao. So, honestly, mas interested, di ko alam kung bakit, mas interested yung mga tao when I post anything about my podcast, shockingly, more than my lifestyle content. It's probably because they knew me as a person who's very madaldal, very outspoken or vocal about certain things. Kasi most of my audience ay circle ko talaga. So, or people who know me outside social media. So, it's very interesting. Every time na I check the analytics, mas mataas yung engagements ng mga tao when it comes to my podcast more than my lifestyle content. So, the challenging part, honestly, sa podcasting is the editing part. Honestly, nakaka-pressure at the same time, nakakatamad.
True. I can feel that. Like, recently, it's like, should I do more of this editing or should I just cut it and then yun na? But like, there are times where I have to, you know, have to check talaga. Kasi like, I make notes during the recordings like, future me, remove this, remove that, ganun. I don't cut it. Like, I don't cut it to multiple parts. I just note myself during the recording. But yeah, so if natatamad na ako mag-edit, so my chance na... Which is not good. Nalulusot yun. Which is not good. So, yun. I think that's a reminder for me that I really should take time to edit kahit nakakatamad.
True. Actually, ano, same sentiment. Kasi honestly, over the past few months, hindi ako ganun ka-active sa podcasting because of my day job. And then, now that I devoted most of my time ngayong April sa podcasting lang talaga, doon ko na-realize, shock, sunod-sunod yung mga edit ko, sunod-sunod yung graphics. Graphics pa lang, very, ano na, thankfully, meron namang templates, ganyan. But still, matrabaho pa rin yung editing part, graphics, and at the same time, you're editing your audio, plus meron pang videos. Kumbaga, syempre, people have to see that you're actually talking to other people. So, napaka-challenging niya, sa totoo lang. And I think a lot of podcasters can relate to it kasi hindi lang naman tungkol sa recording ang podcasting. It's about how you share the content with people, which is the challenging part. So, yun.
Well, yeah. And yun, I think I'm trying to recapture the habit of editing and doing all the graphics and everything. Because it's actually, for me, based on experience, it's easier to record bulk and then bulk edit and then bulk everything compared to doing it one by one. Because if you do it one by one, it's going to be painful for you. Because you have to do it the whole thing, like, one at a time.
Yeah.
Which is really, like, for me, I think what I did right before that I want to do again was to bulk record. Because I was really diligent in scheduling all the episodes. Because at the time, I had the motivation. I was heading to Japan for another business trip, so I wouldn't be able to do face-to-face recordings. Because I used to do face-to-face recordings when I started the podcast. Like, with people. Makes it more authentic for me. And for the guests I'm talking to, rather than this. Though, nasanay na ako with this. Because, hello, pandemic. You're blocking. Thank you for blocking everyone from meeting. So, yun, online. But, yun. So, that habit of, ano, making sure that you have steady flow of guests that you've set up. And then you have to bulk record para... Once you deal with the editing and the graphics, you can just bulk it. Like, you can do it all at once because you know your schedule and everything.
True.
So ganun siya. It's more of, it's best na you do it all. Like, do it all in bulk para, ano, you can schedule it. Heck, to the point na once you've scheduled it all, you just schedule the posts on social media. Links na lang yung poproblemahin mo.
True.
Yeah. Because that's the hard part. The links to the actual episode. Kasi yun, you can't get it until it's live. Yun. So, yeah. Now we're done with basically ranting slash, ano, airing out our faults when it comes to podcasting and what we don't like to do in
true.
Parang naging rant na siya on what we don't like doing when it comes to podcasting, but it's fine to air it out. So yun, I haven't done this for a while, this part, because I rarely do this, but since you've basically asked me on your podcast, but if there's anything that you've missed since then, so now's the chance to ask me anything. So you've given me questions, so if there are anything that you missed from asking me during that episode, now's your chance.
Okay, for the sake of the people listening to this episode, since it's about content mostly, I want to ask you about your content. What was the most challenging episode that you recorded? And wow. Why? I know your podcast and I know you've recorded a lot of episodes already.
Yeah.
So what was the most challenging episode?
Oh, dear Lord.
Yet?
Challenging, because the thing is, I've already done face-to-face, I've already done multiple faces pa yung face-to-face, because first time I didn't have a proper mic, it was just laptop, then I had a face where I had one mic, then I had a face with two proper mics, although I don't remember if I've used it a lot for it to count. Mm-hmm. Then I did online before the pandemic, and I did online after the pandemic, so it's they all have their challenges, really. Especially when I started, it's like, oh, screw it. I didn't really care too much about the quality, even though if there's one thing I regret is that maybe I should have cared more about the quality of the audio, because that's fairly important, especially if you're starting a podcast now. Care about audio quality, or else they'll just go away and not listen. Because, you know, the last thing you want is to, get irritated by the sounds. So,
yes.
Because it matters.
Pero, like, if there's a specific episode na memorable for you, na super hirap i-record, what episode?
It's not really difficult in the sense of recording, because you're just gonna record, because mainly recording is just easy regardless of what format it is, whether it's face to face, whether it's online, it's just easy to record. The hard part is editing a 2.5-hour podcast.
Oh, so, my god,
yeah. It didn't happen just once, it happened like multiple times now, to the point that I had to decide, should I just split it into two? And how the hell would I cut it? Because I didn't really think about how do I section the episodes, like per question or like per topic or something like that. So I didn't really think about that too hard. So when I edited that, what should I do? There's a through line. Should I cut it or not? Even though it's like 2.5 hours. Because I'm really sure I wouldn't do it again. Like, I wouldn't want to record a 2-hour podcast ever again after those experiences.
Ang hirap naman noon, 2 hours.
I mean, to be fair, There are a lot of podcasters who do that now. That we may not be here, but there are. Like, I've listened to 2-hour podcasts, 2.5, sometimes 3. But yung grabe na yung 3. Like, 3 is like my absolute limit na.
Yeah.
Like, for one podcast. Because sometimes I stop, like, in the middle, and then I might get lost, and then sometimes I forget about it na. So, it's getting harder for me to listen to, like, 3-hour podcasts. So, knowing the pain of editing 2 hours, 2.5, yeah, I wouldn't do it again.
Yes, true.
Yeah. So, that's probably the most challenging part whenever I edit very long episodes. Like, very long. Like, how do I trim this? Because every part of it is funny. Like, especially if I just... before, I used to have episodes that were really, really just, like, conversational. So, there wasn't really, like, really set topics. Like, I would just bring up, like, a few bullet points, and then sometimes it just go off the rails. So, nag-uusap na lang, parang friends. But you just put a mic in there. So, yes. Ganun na. So, that's how it gets to 2 hours. 2 hours and a half.
True.
Yeah, so yun, that's a difficult part. Like, trying to edit very long episodes. Those are a pain. Like, another memorable podcast, like, usually the other challenge is to, you know, scheduling your guests. That's, like, the other challenge of the whole podcasting thing, is to schedule your guests, especially if your guess is like, who were significant? Let me check. Let's cut this. You know, I can. So, I've interviewed, like, Lucky Alabado of Discover Manila. I've interviewed, sino pa? I've interviewed Alec Cuenca. You know, V. Alec Cuenca of the Small Talk podcast. Yeah, him. Then it was very funny when he told me na kasama lang kami nag-start. So, like, oh, his growth. So amazing. Yun. And then, who else? Like, I've interviewed people different time zones. Yeah, another challenge for me was interviewing people from different time zones.
Yes, true.
Yeah. Like,
late.
When was the last time I did that? It was last 2020? When I interviewed someone from the US. And so, it was either ako sa gabi, then siya sa morning, or vice versa. Even when I was in Japan and I tried recording from there, it was already hard because it was like 1 hour in advance. So, like, whenever I interviewed someone, like, 11 p.m. Philippine time. So, that's 12 a.m. Japan time. It's 1 hour advance. So, like, I would end my day at, like, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. Yan.
Sobrang relate. Because tomorrow kasi I have a podcast recording with someone from the UK. So, I think 11 p.m. yung recording namin.
Philippine 11 p.m. time. Philippine time?
Yes. Tapos, last year, I also had a podcast recording. Same place, UK din. We had to record 2 a.m. Philippine time. I was very sleepy. Sobrang antok na talaga.
I think when you're thinking of it, you're already sleepy. So, I can only imagine.
Yun. Pero worth it naman.
Yeah, it happens.
True.
It happens. So, yun. Yeah.
Yay, so, okay.
There.
Thank you for answering my question.
Yeah. So, yun lang. Joke.
Actually, I have another question.
Go! But I told you. It's...
I feel like, marirequire kang mag-drop talaga ng names or something, but it's fine if you don't want to.
Go.
So, my question is, was there ever a guest who was very difficult to talk to? Like, parang you feel like that person is very dismissive, or if hindi siya nag-focus sa recording nyo or hindi siya interested, kumbaga. Was there ever a guest?
Thank goodness until like, I don't wanna say when because it's gonna give it away. But good thing this comes out after all that because I don't wanna give any context as to who it is, but there was at least one and I could tell. Like I didn't have to mention it, but I could tell.
Yes.
That person wasn't interested or like was kind of annoyed even though really? You know, just saying thank you or something like that. But there was one. But I don't want to name any names. I'm not okay, like that.
Gets naman.
Yeah. Because if I do, it's like, I don't want to... The thing is, I don't want to burn any bridges unless it's unintended, then fine.
True.
If I burned that bridge, then fine. But if it's like deliberate, no. I don't want to.
It's understandable naman. Pero like, paanong annoyed, like based on that person's facial expressions or based on body language. How they answer.
It was body language. Like, you know, sometimes I do it like this video. So, yeah. It happens. But,
true.
Yun, but I can't really tell because maybe that's what I'm interpreting from their body language.
Yes.
Even though it's not really the case. Because you don't really know what they're thinking, what they're doing. Ganun. And most of the time, it's a person that it's either you've only met through, ano, just mentions on social media or something like that. Not really a friend that you really can interpret their body language or something like that. So, you shouldn't come to that conclusion right away when you're, ano, talking to someone. Even though you feel that's the vibe, but you shouldn't assume. Because maybe if you, ano, if you bring it up in a, you know, if you bring it up in a, like, you know, when me, I'm answering a question like that. So, you don't wanna make, you don't wanna burn that bridge, basically.
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want is to be, like, you know, lose connections in an industry where it's all dependent on connections.
Yes.
So that's the last thing you want.
That's a good point, by the way.
Yeah. That's like one of the questions I never ask because I don't want to implicate someone or I don't want to imply that I don't like this person. Even though I'm fine with generally every person that I've talked to in the podcast. So all 100... As of today, it's 129. So, yeah, all 129 episodes. It's all good. Like, I would get annoyed. Like, especially the first few episodes, it was like with content creator friends. So, sometimes it would just, you know, may halo, ano, jokes and thesis. But, you know, they're friends for a reason. They can do that. Yun. So that's all I'll say on that because maybe I can say it offline. I'll just cut this part. Maybe I can say it offline, but you know. Future me just cut like the few sentences before this. So yeah.
Okay, sige.
Go.
Actually acceptable naman na you don't want to drop names. Kasi honestly, that would be very that's a big step for you. And we don't want to, again, burn bridges. So, yeah.
Unless their bridges are deserved to be burned. But that's it's a very rare case. And it's generally something that is common or public already at this point. So, yeah. But if it's like just one interaction or two and only a few people know, so like, not. It's not really worth the time and energy to be doing it. Because the last thing you want is to let that pollute your content.
Tama. Okay.
There.
Those are my two questions. Teka, gawin nating tatlo.
Go.
Bilang OC ako. Since it's related to content.
Editor me, we'll cut this because it's so much
sorry for the dead air. Anyway,
that's fine. I can just cut it.
Teka, I'm thinking of
go lang. I'm putting you on the spot. It's not like I asked you to prepare in advance.
Nasa isip ko na kanina eh. Shucks.
Oh, it flew away. Should have typed it. Anyway, yeah, I'm still gonna cut this part.
Oh my gosh. Pressure. Anyway, oh, yeah, nalala ko na.
There. Go.
Kasi ako, I've never experienced face-to-face interactions with people I interview. Mm. So, what's the difference? Like, what's the main difference between the Zoom or Google Meet interactions and
yeah,
the face-to-face?
One, no internet delay whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the number one thing I miss so much, because yun, as much as our internet's getting faster, quote unquote, it's still not zero. So I'd still rather have no delay responses, laughter that's on the same time, and not like ha 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 and yeah, then 1 second later another ha ha ha, which is like weird sometimes. So that's what I miss with doing face to face. Another thing is sometimes when I do these online recordings, sometimes when I do online recordings, it's like some people don't want to show their face, so I don't really get their facial expressions, or the internet is slow, so we can't have that in the first place. Otherwise, yes, the whole thing will fall apart.
Yeah.
So another thing I appreciate with face-to-face is that anything that has something to do with internet is off out the window. So
yeah,
no delays. You get real time what the person says, responds yeah, directly to your ears. So it's things like that. And it's more intimate in a way, because you're with the guest. It's not like you're interviewing the guest, but there's still like a digital barrier, so to
yeah,
speak. So when I started the podcast, I was very fortunate enough to be doing face-to-face interviews, like, which is another reason why I had to bulk record back in 2019 before I left for Japan again, because I was doing face-to-face most of the time. And
okay,
in a way, I was also grateful to be able to do online interviews, because I did. I also did, especially for people who are in the US or other time zones. Of course, that's impossible. So that's the time when that comes in. So I'm grateful to be able to do both. And I did online before the pandemic, so when the pandemic came, it's not like, oh my gosh, how am I gonna do this? So it's not really a shock to the system.
That's good.
Yeah, but I want to do face-to-face again, to be honest. I don't like dealing with internet delays at all. It's like super annoying. That's all I'll say.
Hopefully at some point pwede na ulit, no?
I mean, you know, things are opening up again. People are traveling like they haven't traveled in decades. Even yeah, though it's like, what, 2 years? So
yeah, that's true.
And for me, it was like when I first experienced the whole pandemic thing, I was just from a business trip. So it's not like, oh, I miss travel so much. Because I literally was traveling before pandemic. So it's not like a directly happened. Like, if it happened eventually, like, I miss traveling, but it's not like I immediately miss traveling, because I was from traveling. So
yeah, okay, That's my question.
Yay!
Those are two questions. Yay!
So with that, we end the episode. Thank you so much, Hannah, for being in this episode of the Creator Life Podcast. If you'd like to plug anything, now's the time to do so. Go!
Okay, so as you guys know, I have a solo podcast. It's called Asking for a Friend, the podcast. You may check it out on social media. It's Asking for a Friend podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And if you're interested to collaborate with me, you may email askingforafriendthepodcast@gmail.com. And if you're interested to also check me out on social media, it's Hannah T on Facebook and Instagram. Actually, anywhere, including Twitter and TikTok. So yeah, that's it. Thank you, Julian.
Yeah, I'll leave the links in the show notes in case, you know, the Hannah T username is like, it's more than two N's or something like that. Because, like, you know, people using usernames, they put a lot more letters, so it would be different.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Admit.
So, yeah. Thank you, Julian.
Thank you, Hannah. So, this is like part two. So, so if you wanna listen to our previous conversation on her podcast, so I'll leave it in the show notes. So it's there. It'll probably be there by the time this comes out. So
yes, yeah, definitely.
Listen to both. It'll be fun.
Yay! Thank you.
Okay, so it's my turn to plug. I'll do the whole spiel. So remember when I said that am I gonna do the spiel that I do for the podcast? And then I said, no, because it's not just for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how I do it.
Go ahead.
Podcast updates and behind the scenes are on social media. That's Creator Life Pod, Creator Life POD on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also follow me personally on social media and see me basically just drink a lot of coffee and eat random food. Because that's all I do in my personal social medias at this point. That's JULLIANSIBI, Julian CB, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I recommend Twitter because I am the rantiest there. I put all my rants there because Facebook's filtered because family's there. Yeah. Anyway, that's it for this episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed our wonderful conversation. Until the next one, enjoy your tech, enjoy your coffee, enjoy life, and stay safe, everyone. Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.